Blog Talk Radio.
A dedication.
We're still waiting on Abdul.
Okay. And then Kristen says she's going to call in.
Okay. I'll play some more music. Play again, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, we're waiting on Abdul.
Okay, how y'all
Chrissy.
Doing?
Hey, all right.
Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, we hear you, Chrissy. Okay.
Waiting on Abdul to call in.
Okay.
All right. Let's be friends, the word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers. But in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time. And else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, cause it started out strong. But I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end. Because we became lovers before we were friends. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. You say you and the girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But then she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your flat is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause it's something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. Still just us.
Who is it? It's just me,
y'all,
and Chrissy. I talked to him yesterday. And he said he was going to be on, but I already had to talk to him about what was going to be going on, because he told me that A lot of the shows that come on that we're going to do, I'm going to end up having to go ahead without him because he's going to be in a lot of meetings. So okay. I told him the suggestions that I wanted, and I talked to Willie yesterday because he said he would be at work. And he gave me his suggestions, and I got Johnny going to call in a minute, but I got Christy. When me and Abdul had talked, we had said, let's just do every other Sunday.
Right.
And then depending on how it flows, if we needed to carry on, we still got that next Sunday that would be open. That if, you know, we needed it. Right. But in case we don't need a part two, that's an open Sunday. And what I wanted us to do with having this group talk is everybody come to the table with at least two topics or a topic. And go ahead and make a calendar of events. So you'll know that Sunday what the topic is, so the link will already be ready. Because our thing is, we got to advertise it.
Right. I've been telling them that.
Now, Willie's suggestion was, he said he liked it, he wants dialogue, but he was suggesting that we also educate, too. So, like, even though we do the dialogue, if you give me the topic, I can do the real research, and then we can take them last 10 minutes or last 15 minutes to educate people on whatever the topic is, you know, get some facts out there and stuff like
that. Statistics and stuff like that, yeah.
Right. So, basically, I guess we wanted to do this conference call so we could all come up with an idea and get on the same page. Now, like I said, Christy, I told her she's going to be my permanent panelist. Christy. You out here, Christy?
She out here. Uh-huh.
Oh, I know she quiet. You my permanent panelist.
If I've got on mute or something, my phone's not on mute.
Oh, wait a minute.
She
said
sorry.
Okay, this Christy, give me just a minute because I had a long distance call that came in while y'all was on there. So hold on, just a minute. I'm here, but hold on.
Okay.
So that's what I really wanted to do, Gail, and that's what because a lot of times Abdul said, man, you know, I had to get in with you. Mike said he calling now.
Okay.
He said he got a small window, but he calling now. Abdul said, I need to get with you so me and you can go ahead and get started because sometimes on Sunday he said he might not be available at 6, but we can go on and get it rolling.
Get
you
it
know,
started, right.
And
he can still hear.
Right, and he'll chime in, you know, when he can.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's basically what I wanted to do today is, I guess, get with everyone and everybody throw their suggestions out there.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
what's
Mike.
Going on? Hey.
How
hey.
Are you?
I'm good.
This is your friend, Pam.
Pam?
Yeah.
Hey, Pam. I'm sorry.
I'm back with y'all. I'm sorry.
Okay. We got Chris and Mike. Gail and myself.
Mm-hmm. Who's myself?
Okay, Pam.
Okay.
Abdul hadn't chimed in yet. So, okay, since you got a small window, let me brief it. It's a lot of shows that he may not be here when we start. So what I want to do is we had already decided to do every other Sunday. And what that does is if the topic is hot and we need to have a part two, we know that next Sunday is open and we'll just do the part two on that next Sunday. Other than that, it'll be every other Sunday to get them an opportunity to miss us. Everybody that's mainly involved, come up with at least one to two topics. Come up with a topic so we can go ahead and create a calendar of events. That way, we create the calendar of events. Gail can go ahead and have the links already ready, and as we close out one session, we can let them know what the next topic is so they have time to let it, you know, roast on them and meditate until the next session come in. And then we want to add in educating them. We want the dialogue, but the last 10 minutes or whatever, we need to have some facts, some statistics, and educate them on whatever the topic that we chose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's so how did it sound so far?
JT's last four, Pam. I'm sorry.
JT, let me see. Hold on. What's down the last four, Christian?
Hold on, because I just sent him.
Hold on, you just.
Hold
okay,
on,
2522. 2522.
Okay, that's him. I see then. Hey, JT.
Hey, I'm here.
JT, what's going on?
What's going on,
that's
my brother?
That's
how you
not,
doing?
That's the other JT.
That's not the JT. That's John.
I'm Thornton. Yeah, I'm the one he called Thornton or Johnny. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's Johnny. The other one can't be on. He's at work. His suggestion was the education part. So let me throw it back out there again because I think this is it, Johnny.
Okay, who's all on the phone?
Pam, Gail, Christy, Alan,
Mike,
and myself.
Mike and myself.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is every other Sunday so they can miss her. And what with every other Sunday, what's going to happen is if we get a topic that topic is just hot and we need a part two, that next Sunday is open. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
But just in case it ain't, you know, if we don't need to roll it over, we won't come on the next Sunday. It'll be the next one. It's every other Sunday.
Okay.
We want to go ahead and do a calendar event so if everybody can come up with a topic, we can either get on the phone again or we put it in the group meet because y'all two will be added and come up with a topic. We can go ahead and get a calendar of events and we'll know what the topic is for that Sunday. And at the end of the session, the last 10 minutes, we can educate the people on what the topic is. Whatever the topic is, we can have some facts and some statistics and educate them on it. We want the dialogue, but at the end of the day, we want to get them some facts and education on it too.
Okay.
So I have a question. Hey, this is Abdul.
Hello, Abdul. How are you?
What's up, Abdul?
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, now.
Do I need to start that over again? Will I be repeated for you, Abdul?
I heard you.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're coming up with. So everybody that's on here, I would like for everybody to at least come up with one topic, if not two, so we can go ahead and come up with a calendar of events. And that way, when we end this session, we can already let them know what the next topic is so they can be ready and waiting for when that night comes. What everybody think?
That sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Will that work for you, Gail? So everything will be ahead of time, and then we can push it and advertise it.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds good to me.
And from what Abdul said, Christian and John, they also, the Sunday Talk Conversation also have a Facebook page. They have a social media page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I think I went and liked the page maybe like a week or so ago, something like that.
Okay, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, what's our objective? Are we trying to get ratings, or are we trying to go after helping the community? Because we've over the past, how long have we been doing this? Two years now?
I think it's longer than that, isn't it? Yeah, it's been a couple of years, yeah.
The format has changed so much. We have so many different personalities, and it just seemed like everybody, you know, has their own personal agenda. And then it got to the point where we were debating and, you know, stuff like that. But I wanted to know, like, what's our objective?
That's your question, Abdul. You brought me in.
I would say Sunday Conversation is really to provide a platform where we can discuss certain issues. I mean, when you're dealing with heated issues as far as male perspective versus female perspective, of course you're going to have dialogue, racial contention. It's going to be what appears to be a debate because everybody's trying to voice their opinion. Even though we don't want to really be in a situation where there's an all-out argument, there is going to be times where you're going to have entertainment. Unfortunately, people just don't take well to you just talking to them or you giving them a dissemination that sounds like they're in a college classroom. They kind of want it to be delivered with emotion and passion behind it. So if you're going to get people to take time out of their busy schedule to listen to you, then, of course, you've got to have some type of entertainment to go along with what you're trying to educate them with.
Yeah.
So I think that's a large portion where, as I wouldn't say is a target goal. The target goal, in my opinion, is to educate, because I think all of us provide a wealth of information from different perspectives. However, you just can't deliver it in a way that's boring to the people, to the masses that are taking their time out to listen to you. They want to laugh. They want to be entertained. They want to call their girlfriends or their buddies and tell them, hey, you got to hear these people going at it. You know, the other day, it seems like to me the ones that have a lot of drama does the best when it refers to ratings.
Dude, Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody, like you said, everybody's going to have their own perspective of what they're going to bring to the table. And I think the different dynamics of personalities is what makes the show. Because somebody who's afraid to talk is going to be somebody that has that opinion or has that position in their head that's going to actually speak it. And that person could actually, you know, resonate with what's being said because they were thinking that, but they was too afraid to call in to say it. So multiple personalities are good. But like I said, the ultimate thing is to be educated.
Yeah, I'll mute your phone until you talking to somebody.
Somebody eat some chips.
That's probably me. I'm not eating no chips. I'm in here trying to shop.
And this is Johnny speaking here. I believe that, you know, with me being the new guy, you know, I believe that once we all really learn each other, then that'll make the dialogue, that'll make the conversations go smoother because we'll kind of know where a person is going to come from. You know, it's just like a relationship, just getting to know each other, and you'll kind of know what the next person is going to say. It's more, you know, even though, you know, you want the adversity at times, you know, you want to play the devil's advocate at some times, you know, but it's more, it has to be like more scripted, you know. So I guess that's where these conversations would come in, where we have, like, how often do you all have, like, these meetings over the phone or whatever?
Before we used to have them every now and then when the call is needed. And this will be the first one since the inception of this particular phase of Sunday Conversation.
Okay, because I know when I worked on radio, you know, everybody had a role to play, you know, and then they had, you know, certain aspects that they had to bring to the show or go do some research on, and then we would all meet back together. We would have our meetings and discuss the shows, the topics, the things that's, you know, that a person, you know, which way you're coming from with your point. So, you know, I know how to feel you out and come with mine to make the show better for the listener. You know, everybody's not going
to
have the same opinion on it, but at least I already know your stance on it. So when I come with mine, you know, it'll make the show flow smoother.
Right.
One of the things that when talking to Abdul that we suggested, like, we still wanted to be like a radio show, so we wanted someone to know what the weather is. So one of the people be responsible for the weather. The person had the education and the facts on the topic or what's happening. Like, say, if we can get it together and say, Chrissy, you got weather, Johnny, you got this, so-and-so got that, we'll know within them 2 hours what time we going to do that. Everybody keep up with their time, and then we can, you know, the host or co-host can say, okay, well, now Chrissy going to give you a little bit of information on what the weather is this week. You know, it don't take them like a minute, 2 minutes to do that. So that's where we want to go so we can be dialogue and scripted and be on the time frame. So when we do open the window up for people to call in, we hadn't got so caught up in debating with each other that we didn't get to that part.
What would be good is if you guys get the opportunity, I can send out one of the shows that we did before that the way things were lined up, this is something that was already in process where we had, like, different voice samples. You're listening to Sunday Conversation on Blog Talk Radio Show. We had all that kind of stuff recorded where we were playing different sound effects and different things like of that nature. See, me, Mike, Gail, Will of the Devil, and JT, we pretty much know each other because we've been doing this for about three, possibly more than 3 years now. But a lot of our shows are all archived. But the way we would start everything off, we would come in, and at one point we was doing like a little break. Well, I had to give like a little break where everybody can go get them something to drink or something like that, you know, because it was a Sunday evening and people were spending time with us. And then we, like, you know, go with the weather girl. We had Sheena, who was the weather girl, and she gave current and the highlight of pretty much world news, you know, something that was going on that was important. Then we give weather, particularly when there's something significant about to take place, like thunderstorms, rain showers, that's like going to take place tomorrow. Then we proceeded into the show.
I don't mean to break you down. When you cover the weather, now was it specifically for Birmingham, or were you looking at your numbers or where your listeners were calling in from and giving little hits on weather in some of those cities as well?
Well, you really can't tell exactly where your listeners are your concentrated listeners are calling or listening to the link from. They just tell you about the link. How you find out people outside of Alabama is, you know, when they actually call into the.
Okay.
But other than that, it just shows you how many people have listened to the show and how many people have archived the show and downloaded it. And it also tells you how many people that is on the line. That's all you pretty much
cool.
see. Yeah.
Okay.
But we just gave weather updates that directly affected us because we knew the biggest fan base was going to be here out of Birmingham because that's where most of the push was coming from.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so from there, then we just did like announcements, like if something coming up or somebody wanted to call in and announce their event, you know, for the that was a form of advertising. If somebody had like a breast cancer walk or somebody had some type of fundraiser or some type of event at a school or something like that, we're having to call in and make that announcement, you know, to actually start the show or to get the show pumping where people would know that we exist.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then when I go regular broadcast, of course, then I do make mention of what we have going on with the blog through all of my regular broadcasting outlets.
All right.
Yeah. But contention, I mean, it's got to be a subject matter. It can't be no boring. We've been very unsuccessful with boring topics. You know, you may think that a topic is imperative, like, you know, is it wrong for me to eat the last, you know, candy bar out of the refrigerator? Should my husband be mad? Nobody's going to take it. You got to realize they've been in church for the most part, and they've been preached to all day long. When they come home on a Sunday, if they take time to give you that time, they want to be, it's got to be something boiling hot that they do not want to miss. If Gail hadn't texted me, I would have forgot this conference call because so much going on. But if it had been something that was pertinent or something that was very, I didn't want to miss, it has to be something that there probably won't even be an answer to that you can just really just give your opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be very difficult to have a consensus when you're going to deal with topics that are really just debatable. You know what I mean? It's debatable. I mean, look at what people are producing on TV now. Reality TV shows that's dramatized. And I'm not saying let's keep the drama. I think the education in it, and at the end of the day, we let them know, hey, look, this is where we're going with this. We know what we got to do to keep your ear to us, but ultimately at the end of the day, we want to bring these different issues to the table because there's a need for them to be discussed.
Yeah.
I mean, we had issues like tithing, about tithing in church. We talked about pastors, you know, what kind of money they were making, what kind of money, like your three, your Holy Trinity, I think that's what we call them, titty snakes, Creflo Take Your Dollar and Eddie Rome. You know what I'm saying? And we dealt with them from a perspective that most of these guys have Lear jets and different type of mansions and flying cars. But their congregation, average income of the congregation is only about $30,000 to $35,000 per year.
Okay, I got a question.
You see what I'm saying? Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Now, you know, everybody has busy schedules. Now, like you mentioned earlier that you got your hands to so much. Now, what about times when you're not able to be there and you are the main host? Like, are we still to continue? And, like, that also applies to myself. Like, not all shows I will be able to make. So we the show still going to go on no matter who's not there? Because we have enough
people. Exactly. We just, Gail or whatever, if she's not able to be there, then we just have to, you know, work the board thing. But for the most part, Gail does be there. If I'm not able to be there, then Pam is aware, and she will be notified if she had to step up and do what she got to do. In most cases, I will be. I just probably won't start on time, but in most cases, I will be joining in.
That's why we want to do this calendar of events and go ahead and know this is the topic. Go ahead and push it. So even if he can't start with us at 6 o'clock, I'll be there to start and he can just chime in. But we already know what our topic is. We already know what we're doing, and we ain't waiting till Sunday to be like, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to already know.
Are we going to start giving the callers a certain time limit to state their opinions or whatever on the topic and then cut them off?
Yeah, we can. We can actually do that. You know, we could give you a couple of minutes, let them know you got a minute. Go ahead. Because, you know, on the blog show, of course, they get long-winded.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's cool. We can cut them off after a minute. You know, me and Pam, you know, when it's over, when they're done talking, hey, that's it. Appreciate your opinion. You know what I'm saying? When we say that, then we just automatically disconnect them or put them back
on
mute. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the last time to take a call? Say the call ends at 8 o'clock. What is your last call you want to take? We've got to play music at 5. You know, the last 5 minutes will be the music. And prior to that, you want to be doing your closing statement. So are you thinking around the last call would take around 7:30? Or?
I would say the last call maybe 15 minutes before the end of the show.
About 7:45.
You know, because the last 10, 5 of the last 10 minutes, you're going to start playing the music. Then we're going to start closing, and whereas we try to bring peace to, you know, whatever, sum it up for the most part, what the show was about and what we dealt with and what we went through. And from that particular point on, go ahead.
Well,
at
make
that
it
point,
be
that's
7:40.
What,
huh?
At that point, that's when you do the final thought, right? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Make it be 7:40, so you remember I said we look up statistics, look up facts, and then within them 5 to 3 minutes, and then close out, and then the 5 minutes of music.
7:40.
Well, no, that's right. 7:45. That's right. 7:45.
Okay. 7:45. Last call we take, and then we get them that 5 minutes. We can. Will you have a chance to respond?
No,
to
I
that,
was. No, I'm sorry.
That?
I'm sorry. 7:40. 7:40. Last call.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, 7:40 last time.
Now, Abdul, you usually do like the final comment. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's when everything is broke down and we give a final consensus or a final really opinion or sum everything up, you know, and just set the stage for the next show. And Pam will get that down packed once she hears it a couple times what happens during the last few minutes of the show.
Okay, gotcha.
You just take everything you heard, and you know, you don't, as a host, we really are not supposed to take one side. You're supposed to stay neutral in it and kind of throw shots from both parts. Everybody knows what the devil's purpose is. He is the one. You're going to have a boring show if everybody agrees.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the devil's purpose is to do exactly what he does. He's going to be rude. He's going to come at you hard. You know what I'm saying? They're just a part of it. You know, we
right.
don't, even though we may make it sound like we're taking it personal, we don't take it personal because we'll hang up and we'll start laughing about it. You know what I'm saying? Or we text each other laughing. Me and him going back, Mike them knows about it. Me and the devil in our past show, we used to go at each other hard. You know what I'm saying? And they say, you know, we all laughing. So they already knew about it, you know. And sometimes we used to do it to pull JT in, and JT would get a little, and me and the devil both get on JT, you know. So we just have fun with the show. It's about having fun. Take those couple of hours, make them go by fast, and just have fun. And I promise you, we will have a fan base like you wouldn't believe. And at one point we did. We had our lines blowing up.
So now what we can do, I guess everybody come up with a topic. And since we're using GroupMeet right now, we can put it in GroupMeet. And I guess at the end of the day, Abdul, you make the final decision. And then we'll put it on the calendar of events. And I'll get it to Gail, and we'll know what Sunday is what topic. But that way everybody can have a partake in the topic. And remember what Abdul said. It's got to be something that's going to spark their interest to want to listen and to come in and to dialogue on.
For example, I'm Christian. She's Jewish. Do we find love, or it's not going to work? You know, just different things like that people just sit back and kind of think about. And you know it's heated, and we're afraid to talk about should preachers get involved in politics. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's got to be very hot. It's got to be hot. And our best shows were hot. Does religion stand in the way of unconditional love? You know, those are some of the topics that we had before. Are black people incarcerated by their own way of thinking? You know what I'm saying? It's got to be something. The topic is going to pull them in.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be in an interrogative format, a question format, or it can be just a statement, something declarative, or it can be something imperative where you're shouting something out. Whatever it's going to take to draw them in, the topic just has to be profound. And it's got to kind of have a contrast to it. You know, when you ask a question, then you throw something else out there in order to kind of contrast or... In other words, your topic will be there's no particular point of view to this topic, but it's hot enough that you will want to voice your opinion. Whose fault was it that Adam ate from that tree? You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. And that was one of our first shows. Whose fault was it that Adam ate from that tree? And believe it or not, that topic was so powerful that we had to do a part two. Do you remember that, Mike?
Yeah, man, but that show also, like, I guess it's kind of controversial. You know what I mean?
It was, yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of people.
It led to a lot of spinoffs.
Yeah, it did. It did. And sometimes that happens, but what we didn't do is what we're doing right now when we first started. We didn't talk about it. We didn't get together and say, this is what we're going to position, we're going to take on things. What we did was we had controversial topics, but we didn't discuss, which way we were still learning each other. Conversations and topics were so hot that it caused some people to run off and do their own thing. And as a matter of fact, the original co-host of the show hasn't talked to me since that show.
Oh, wow.
For real. Yeah. Because, I mean, she was getting a boat rock. You know, and it was a pretty heavy show, man. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Last I know, she ventured off and started doing her own blog or whatever, man. Three or four people listened to it or something like that. I think she still does it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just not big. She's not doing anything.
Yeah, I believe it'll work better, you know, with the controversy. with the, you know, whatever, you know, however the format is of that particular episode, if everybody, like you say, everybody knows what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about, people go back and do their own research on the topic. And then when we come together, you know, you have the ones that's going to agree with each other, and then you have the ones that's going to disagree. And then it's a back-and-forth type thing or whatever. And like you say, it'll get heated at times, but everybody knows it's for entertainment purposes. You know, mm-hmm. we do. They don't. They don't, but we do, you know it's for entertainment purposes. And at the end of the day, you know, it was a job that had to be done. We were acting.
Right. Right. And believe it or not.
At the same time.
Yeah, but believe it or not, that's what actually established the brand of some of the people that are involved with the Sunday Conversation movement. I mean, it started a brand. I mean, it got the names of some of us out there, and you know, our hands have been tied up in different things ever since we started that Sunday Conversation thing. I mean, it took us to a whole new height. I mean, people are going to tune in, they're going to listen, they're going to check you out. But one thing I can say, you know, it is recorded. So people can pull it up at any time and reference something that you said, you know. But, you know, it's all fun, though. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I'm excited. I'm ready. So
I do advise
what
us.
We do.
I do advise us, like we usually do with the Sunday Conversation crew. Every now and then we'll try to get together and we'll try to take visual pictures. You know, we'll try to take pictures of something together when we're out like that, and we'll post them on the Sunday Conversation thing. It's just always good sometimes. Some, you know, as superficial as people may be, sometimes people may like the way you look and listen to you just because you look a certain way or just because you have a certain aura about you. They'll give you a chance. You just want them to give you a chance. And once you give them a chance, you lure them in with the package.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll come, though. We make it hot enough, it'll come. The beautiful thing about it is that the brand has already been out there. The Sunday Conversation name has already been pushed hard. So that's what makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does it sound, everybody?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Cool to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. So now we do. Everybody come up with, let's try to come up with some hot topics and post them. Johnny and Chris, we got to add you to the group.
Yeah.
To the group me.
All right.
So everybody come up with topic, I mean, one or two, and then I'll write them down and get with Abdul and see which one he want to go with, if it's juicy enough, if he need to add to it, because by him being more familiar than I am as far as the wording, if you want to add to it, if you want to spice it up, or if you want to switch it around the way they got it, then once you decide and you say yay, I'll do the calendar and give it to Gail. So Gail already had a link. So when we, you know, we're already knowing, everybody will get an email or get a group me showing this is what we're going to do on that Sunday. So is everybody
in
agreement?
You know what? But I do want to say this before we close. Our biggest shows and our biggest number, I don't know, but Gail could possibly attest to this. But our biggest shows, believe it or not, is when we went at the homosexual community.
I believe it.
You
mean with the gay preachers?
Exactly.
Yeah, that, we
those
had to do a part two of that one.
You need to say music ministers too. Not just the preachers, the music ministers.
Oh no, we had preachers that was on the show who was defending homosexuality and saying that it was okay. And it sparked a heated debate because I mean the whole homosexual community was tuned into that show. It was like crazy. But now we couldn't even keep up with what was going on. There was so much going on at one time.
So many different views.
So, but you know what, though? It would be a nice, if we do want to drop a bomb coming out of the gate, can homosexuals be community leaders?
Oh, now that's a
I don't know
good.
Who was that this time. I can't.
I don't know who that is.
It's not me.
No,
this
somebody
time.
Had a damn dentist get a damn root canal.
Dentist.
Damn. Hey, what about the current events that's going on right now with ISIS and all of this stuff in Paris?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of
killing in Birmingham. All these young folks getting killed. Another one today, 16.
Yeah, but you can't exclude, like Michael's saying, you got to be able to talk about what's going on, not just one. You know, you can't say, well, we don't need to talk about that. We need to talk about what's going on in Birmingham. We need to encompass all of it.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? All of it. Because some people are more passionate about what's going on outside the states. I mean, we got people that are listening all over. Your fan base, it just won't be Birmingham.
We'll be all in Canada.
Yes.
Virginia, Mississippi. We have,
because I had Memphis and Mobile along.
Yeah, so you just don't want to talk about Birmingham. We can make mention of it, but you want to talk about a subject that you all can relate to, because Birmingham people are just, you know, not trying to impugn their mindsets, but their minds here just not on certain things, not on global things. It's like this, a lot of them has a certain block, man. You know, that's why they consider us to be in a Bible Belt, because we good with limited information. We don't branch out in the South. That's the way the rest of the nation looks at us. So you want to talk to America and not just Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
But I think that would be pretty hot, though, as well. You know, can homosexuals be community leaders?
I think that's a good topic.
That's a good one.
So do y'all want that to be the next one? We start with that and let that be the question is, do we want to go ahead with this Sunday or the next one?
Now, this Sunday, I will have my grandbaby and my daughter, my oldest daughter, and my young. I have all my children.
You have
my two daughters
tribe.
And my grandbaby. But at some point, I can tune in, though. And
well, we can go with.
Well, do you want to do a show that's more
with
Pam? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the calendar, though, so this Sunday. Wait
a minute. Don't we need to finish the show from last time?
Yeah.
Since the judge took up the majority of the show.
Those parts, too, for some reason, don't do good.
My opinion on that, if we didn't do it this Sunday, and I did have a few that did, call me and text and ask. They might not even be ready for it. They maybe done forgot about it by then, because we didn't do it this week.
Now, if you want to do something that's more geared and you want to go ahead and, you know, handle that, you know, as far as deal with that particular topic, you know, I'd be in and out on it, but I can't really, you know, I ain't seen the grandbaby in a couple of weeks, so I got to, you know, throw a few punches at him and stuff.
Hey, y'all, I got to go now.
All right, Mike.
Okay, bro.
But fill me in on Facebook or something. Let me know, you know.
You'll get the link.
I'm going to come up with my topics.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. Later.
But,
yeah. I like that topic, though, about the homosexuals being community leaders.
Yeah, that's
going to
be hot.
But would Pam, would you feel comfortable leading that kind of show, though?
Yeah. I mean, with him being the main one, do you want to just make it be the 29th?
I'm just saying, I mean, are you comfortable with that kind of topic? You know, I'm not with a family.
I'm comfortable with any topic.
But we don't, like we were talking about earlier, we don't know each other yet. So I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm comfortable with any topic.
Yeah,
okay.
But you gotta realize that when you having topics like this, you got to be. I tell you what, Pam. I know you're confident, and I don't want to even attempt to even try. You know, get you to doubt it, but I will send you a show. When you're dealing with this, you got to be seasoned. You know what I'm saying? Because
gotcha.
The homosexual uh-huh. community ain't no joke. They can draw you into a see, like right now, you was like,
now they
unite. When you told Mike, we got to deal with Birmingham. Birmingham is the issue. So you can't do that when you with them. You got to welcome what they're saying and address what they're saying, but don't kind of cut them off and say, hey, this is what we need to deal with.
That's why I said the 29th, you won't have
yeah.
no children, and you can lead it, and I can follow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly, because that show's going
to That's
try.
Why I
yeah,
said the 29th, because this is something I got to learn and get, you know, get
yeah.
to that mm-hmm. point. So that's why I said if we go with that topic, go with the 29th, you'll be available.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So we want to skip this Sunday, or what we're gonna do?
Yeah,
we'll skip this Sunday, and
we can just start. We can start advertising it, you know what I'm saying? Next time we can give an advertising date. It's going to be big, big show. That'll give us an opportunity
yeah.
to get homosexuals to call in. If you know anybody that's homosexual, we can, especially somebody that has a bigger name that's homosexual that can have a following. You know, I wouldn't mind inviting Romeo Weekly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can get Romeo Weekly.
His husband for Brian, whatever.
Yeah.
First lady, a first man, I don't know.
Yeah,
he has a big following. Here's another one, too, that's also friends with him. They're not in the state either, but I'll look that up. And, you know, got Daryl, we got a couple of, you know, other friends.
And
but
then
Romeo
we got
Weekly,
time to
Romeo
go ahead.
Romeo Weekly
and...
loves the dialogue, and he's, man, when I tell you, this brother is smart.
Who
is
that?
Joke, Romeo Weekly.
Oh yeah,
he's very smart on his stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be, he off the chain. But yeah, I'm gonna send you a copy of that show that we dealt with Romeo Weekly on there. And we also had a guy on there that was HIV positive. And
mm-hmm.
you remember that show, Gail?
Yeah, he.
I'm not sure who brought him.
He remained anonymous, but I know who he is.
Right.
It
okay.
was HIV and it was HIV and dating. And
oh,
that particular
okay.
show, I had classmates. I had two classmates that are HIV positive. One of them actually died 2 weeks ago. Well, a week ago.
That was a girl.
I was trying to get one of them to be on the show for that particular topic, the HIV and dating, because both of them have children after they got HIV became HIV positive. And they both, you know, were dating. They had a relationship. They were in a relationship. And they had kids. So but I couldn't get them, but I was able to get this guy who remained anonymous. And really good people, though. He's really good people. Sweetheart. He'll probably call again. I mean, I'm sure he'll probably call again just to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at that time, the reason he wanted to remain anonymous, he hadn't told his family yet. This man... is married to a man, and they have adopted two or three boys. But and he also had cancer. Now I just found that out when I went to an event to support that cause, and I found then he had cancer too. But he's doing well though. He just looks a little different, but he still looks good considering.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those special guests, when you got somebody that's willing to stand there and defend their position,
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
make the shows, too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what y'all think, man? You know, what do y'all think so far?
I'm all right. I think we're going to go. I'm ready. I mean, you said the 29th.
And then that way everybody got time to come up with their topic.
Plenty of time.
And we got
mm-hmm.
time to go ahead and have a calendar event and everything lined up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that way this Sunday on Sunday conversation, when I go to the regular studio, I make the announcement that we're going to do a blog show. Because I've been pushing it out Blue's Corner. So I announced that we're going to do a blog show, and I state the topic so we can get the people that are already listening to the Sunday conversation regular broadcast they can tune in mm-hmm. for their blog talk.
Mm-hmm.
The blog talk thing. So they got different ways to push it. But yeah, that'll give us enough time to get everybody there for that Sunday. They can sit in.
I had Thornton on mute. A lot of no one's in his background. But he Thornton, you back on with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Is noise
okay.
in my background? Well, yeah, I'm out right now, though, yeah.
That was earlier, but it's good now.
Okay, good.
So,
you're
good
on
everything
that
was stated?
Oh, yeah, I caught it all.
Yeah, I mean, what you think? I mean, you more familiar with, like, theatrics and stuff like that as far as, you know, movies and stuff like that, cinemas go. What do you think about, you know, the whole plot?
Man, I mean, it sounds great. I like all the ideas. It's just the only thing that, like I say, would be a concern to me is just making sure that, as far as, like you say, the theatrics part, that everybody plays their role. You know, so that's where it's going to come in, where everybody has to do some type of research on the topic, not just whatever portion of the show that they are responsible for. So everybody could be on the same playing field. You at least have something to rebuttal another person's comment. And even with the, and like you were saying, as far as the callers, you know, being respectful of their positions, but then remember that it's not their show.
Right.
They're there to listen, but it's not their show to take over. So always
uh-huh.
control and have the reins of the show to go whichever way you want to take it. So if you got rude with a caller, then you just got rude. Yes, ma'am. And if you got rude with a caller, you just got rude with a caller. You know, I mean, that makes great show. I mean, when you listening to, all right, thank you. When you listening to a show and a caller gets rude or a caller goes left from where the host wants it to go, the host will hang up on you.
Right.
They'll hang up on you, or they'll snap on you real quick and make you feel like, oh, my God, I'm stepping in this person's lane. You're in my lane now, so you're going to have to conform to my rules, my regulations, and how I see this show going. So, but I'm saying everything is cool. I like it. It's gonna be great. I appreciate, you know, even bringing me on to be a part of it.
Okay, but that'll work, man. Glad to have you aboard, brother. And I think that all of us plays an important role. You know, Chrissy, all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it'll be good for us to have a pretty decent dialogue. Like you said, limited calls. Me and Pam are getting better at that. And Pam, also as the host, the co-host, we got to be really careful not to take any sides. If we're going to take sides, we give our opinion at the end. Because if we take sides, you're going to automatically make the people feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? You
yeah,
want to
right.
keep the show moving. You want to keep the show moving.
I don't know
about that. I'm going to see.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm walking Sorry. To the car. You can mute me if you want. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So, I'm walking back to the car. It's windy out here.
So you just got to keep your show thriving, you know what I mean? When you got to, oh, no, what you think about that, such and such? What you think about that? It's like you moderate. You know, you're not really getting into it, but you're moderating. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm with you. Yeah, sometimes you got to ask questions for the benefit of the one that's just trying to defend their position. You know, you may say, hey, well, explain the reason you feel so passionately about homosexuality and not being a community leader. What do you have a problem with that? You're keeping it going. So just be mindful as host and co-host, we don't really take sides until it's time to take sides. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So we just drive to the automobile. That's about it. Drive to the automobile. And I think that when we start off and we come on with a show or whatever, you're going to be the first person that I introduce. And once you're introduced and you come in high, depending on how you and I sound, that's going to set the tone of the show. If we come in and we don't sound like we feel like being bothered, then guess what? That's going to have an impact on the momentum of the show. So we come in and we're high and we're ready to get it in, that's going to motivate everybody else.
You know what I'm saying? Even with somebody that happens, Willie has a tone that will kind of bring you out of your tone. Willie the devil. You still got to stay hyped because everything depends on us. You know what I'm saying? The way the whole thing goes is going to depend on you and I. So what's probably going to be effective, better what we can do it effectively is that, you know, maybe you take a call, I take a call, if you take a call, so it can keep us both engaged. You know what I'm saying? And you and I are going to probably have to communicate during the course of the show via text, because we're not in the same place at the same time on how we're going to do it, what's going to be said, or who we're going to. We're going to call, but we're going to open our communication a lot more because, like I said, we are drivers of the show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, well, I'm ready. Me. Like I say, it's new to me. I'm you know, taking notes, paying attention, and like you say, you send me the link, I can listen, you know, and go from there. I even listen to your show at 9 just to get some ideas, you know, just to be there because radio, that's something that's new to me.
Did you hear that Abdul's corner this past Sunday?
No, I didn't. I was studying for my test I passed today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got it in on that. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But y'all will definitely send you those links, though. Definitely.
Okay.
Send all y'all to other last homosexual shows. And you see they come and they bring a squad, too. And they'd be so adamant about getting their point across. We got like a chat, a comment section. They even leave comments on the Sunday conversation thing. They serious. And they travel and pass.
And they unite. The black folks in general don't unite like they do.
Yeah. Have you seen those comments that they have put out there during the time of the show? And then they actually got like a little. They got a group. Have you seen that group they had? They had a group where it was like, who in the hell does that host think he is that he was talking about vagina? We don't want to hear nothing about those nasty vaginas. It was crazy. You don't want us to talk about our babe, but they want to talk about vagina. They actually had an international chat about our show, and it was calling us all out on their show. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So they come by the hundreds. They're gonna be tuned in by the hundreds. Just the homosexual community alone. And I was very offended about JT, because JT made mention of why do you have to throw homosexuality down my throat? Why you gotta have this big ass parade marching with damn, you know, gay colorful balloons and shit? You know, so they ain't like that, you know?
And whatnot.
Right.
Wow.
And so Willie the Devil was like, why are you trying to make gay rights synonymous with civil rights? You know, why would you document us being there? Yeah, it was real. It was hot. It was real hot. Yeah. But I'm ready, y'all.
Okay, well, the 29 it is. Send that link out so I can, you know, I can listen to it or we can listen to it and we'll add Chris and Johnny to the group, me, and everybody come up with your suggestions, and we'll work on that calendar of events. But our next one will be your topic right there.
And find a guest.
All right.
You know, if y'all can. If y'all can think of somebody that's pretty big and that's homosexual, that don't see anything wrong with being a leader in the community as a homosexual, invite them on as a guest. Just make sure they got a nice little following.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we do have Romeo Weekly, who ain't a bad boy. He's bad. That dude is bad.
Yeah.
He's very polite with it. I mean, I've never had a I like to call him homosexual. You know, against gay, whatever you want. I don't know how they want to be addressed. But they'll bring that form. They know how to be quiet. They let you talk. They know how to articulate. They just stand on their word. You ain't saying knock them off that block. And they always, are pretty professional with it. They don't get ratchet. That's the ones that I know. So.
Right. Yeah, I think that first time Willie the Devil, believe it or not, y'all, Willie the Devil is an ex-pastor, preacher himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude,
now he the devil.
Romeo Wheatley, was working him so much that we had to do a part two. And we made a debate, a great debate between them two. Because Romeo Wheatley, he's strong. He's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong. So, we can get it started. We can get it started.
That's
all
it.
Righty,
I'll do everything
we've been talked about.
Yeah,
Mike had mentioned in the group me, I believe, last week that we should probably, whenever we discuss our first topic or our topics that, you know, having in the future, kind of make a post about it and see what kind of feedback you get from the Facebook people, and then say we'll have a show on just like that, kind of, you know, bring them in and get them heated on the topic, and then throw the link out there later on so they can call in with their comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He forgot to mention it when he was on the line, but he posted in the group me a while back when we first started talking about it to kind of engage Facebook to pull people in and see how hot the topic is anyway before we even put the link out there.
Well, I gotta go on Facebook and find it because I haven't seen it.
It should.
No, I'm just saying, just like your regular page.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm with you. Because I did when I guess I need to post it first, but when you gave the link, I kind of posted then.
I'm just saying.
I think we should say with that topic now. Should homosexuals be community leaders?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I get what you're saying, Gail. Go ahead and put it out there for conversation on your page without the link. And then once you get the link, add the link. I'm with
you. Just see what they say as far as how popular is the topic and how deep does it hit somebody, you know. Yeah.
That was Mike's
idea. And I thought it was pretty good to kind of let people know you got something coming up. This is where it's going to be. Around this, you know, what it's going to possibly be about. And they can call and get their perspective on the line on that day, that following Sunday.
I gotcha. Well, I'm ready.
Do y'all think that's a good idea?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll work. I just found the page. I guess, Gail, you run the page.
The group, the page, and we also have a group too.
I found the page on Facebook. The Sunday conversation. Sunday conversation over time. I did find it.
Okay. So you just asked to join the group.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I got the number so you can edit it, your co-host, and add your other panelists.
Yeah.
And then we on GroupMe, so we got to add Chris and Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay, I see Chris has just liked the page.
Yeah, we like to take a group picture, too.
Yep.
The devil will be here in January, too.
Yeah,
I got a picture that you can use, Gail, that picture I posted.
Oh, shit.
What picture? Your profile picture or something else?
The one I posted yesterday on Facebook, my profile picture.
Your profile picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
My glamour shot.
It was pretty. Who took that picture?
I did.
Oh, a selfie.
With a nice app that you can fix all this stuff.
Hey, so it was filtered, huh?
What you talking about? I added some lashes. I arched my eyebrows.
Bye. Show out. I could do a collage or something like that, like I did on the other one, just to write down, kind of get people, just to get us started, just to show people, you know.
Christy and Johnny on there and all that?
Yeah, I'm not friends with Johnny or Christy, I don't think.
Yeah, they got to see your
friend. I'm
going to
be friends. Just send me a picture.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. Yeah. In the goddamn.
Okay,
I'm going to be with Christy. We got to give a picture that you want to go on now. And then get Johnny a picture that he wants to go on now.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. All right, I'll get your picture.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I got to see Chrissy Benson.
That's her.
That's you. That's me.
Okay.
Why don't you just send me a friend request?
I just did.
Okay. Hold on. I got you.
Where my child at?
She's asleep. And what I'll do, Gail, once I sit down with Pam, I'll get the group and then send it, and then do, go that way.
All right.
But I gotta get off this call right now, but I will think of some topics and get back with y'all.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Yeah,
okay, now.
Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
See y'all.
See you.
I'll get with you, Gail.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Abdul.
All right. Bye. Abdul, bingo.